The announcement of the contest winners is coming up, along with a couple more of their tunes. But first up are J.D. Crowe and the New South. J.D. Crowe has been playing bluegrass professionally most of his adult life. His recorded banjo work with Jimmy Martin in the late 50s and with his own first band, the Kentucky Mountain Boys, earned him a deserved reputation as the consummate tasteful banjo player. His work with the sometimes brilliant, always daring New South and his recent well-publicized comments on the problems within the bluegrass industry have, for some, earned him the reputation of a bluegrass renegade. A few months before Crowe's appearance at the 1981 Bluegrass Music Festival of the United States, he spoke quite frankly in the cover story for Bluegrass Unlimited magazine. Crowe made it clear that the unprofessional attitudes of many promoters and musicians have made bluegrass a hard field in which to make a living. After his finger-blistering performance in Louisville, Crowe and mandolin player Wendy Miller talked with freelance producer Ronnie Lundy, who wanted to know how other performers seemed to feel about Crowe's controversial comments.